Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I activate my righteous faith. I activate my righteous belief. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit. I give acknowledgement and recognition to the third person in the Holy Trinity. I request the presence, the partnership, and the participation of the Holy Spirit in this communion and fellowship. On this day and in this hour, I decree, according to your word, Matthew 26 and 29, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. I decree Mark 14 and 25, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. I decree Luke 22 and 30, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I decree Revelations 1 and 9, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, I decree Revelations 12 and 10, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. I decree Colossians 1 and 13, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I decree 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed from the Lord, who shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. I decree the Lord Jesus Christ in the form of himself will personally come to earth and will overthrow and slay the lawless one with the breath of his mouth and destroy and abolish the lawless one by the splendor of his coming in the person of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus will put the lawless one to death and Jesus will bring an end to the lawless one's program of deceiving the world in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree the breath of Jesus' mouth of words spoken from the mouth of Jesus and the breath of God is a fierce weapon against all evil and wickedness. Now let the presence and visible appearance of Jesus the Christ in the world put an immediate stop to an accelerated diabolical program in the name of Jesus the Christ.